Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. New York City has an alarming high school dropout rate of about 40%. That's better than it used to be, but still unacceptable in today's world that demands education to succeed in the economy. One program working to fight the dropout crisis tries to help transform the classroom and the students' world outside the classroom. It's City Year, now celebrating its 25th anniversary. And with us now is Erica Hamilton, Executive Director of City Year. Erica, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning.
And we will devote our first minute of this conversation to the Education Secretary, Arnie Duncan, praising City Year, and listen, everybody, to the issues that he raises in the context of this praise.
We have City Year teams around the country who are actually dedicated to ending these dropout factors and ending the dropout crisis and going into some of our toughest schools and really trying to be those great role models and mentors for students. And so I can't tell you how much I appreciate the spirit and the inspiration that they provide throughout the country. When folks see those red jackets coming, it's just a great thing for those communities, and I just can't say enough about it.
And Arnie Duncan talks about when folks seeing those red jackets, it's just a great thing for those communities going into some of the toughest schools and trying to be those great role models and mentors for students. And also, he goes on to say, for their parents. Well, first of all, interview over. You've got the praise from the Education Secretary. You don't need to say anything else. He's done your PR for you, the Education Secretary of the United States. But seriously, that's such a big mission, getting so far outside the classroom, into the parents' kitchens and everything else. Mm-hmm. How big is your mission?
So our mission is massive. So within the United States every year, there are about 1.3 million children that will drop out. City Year's mission is to really try to focus on those dropouts in urban centers. So we're in 25 cities around the country that most contribute to the dropout crisis. And we're going in to do tutoring, mentoring, parent engagement, whatever is required to keep students in school and on track.
It sounds a little like the Harlem Children's Zone, which may be better known even than City Year, which built its approach on supporting low-income kids outside the school as well as in school. Mm-hmm. And WNYC's Radio Rookies just did a project with the Good Shepherd Program, which helps to run some schools for kids on the verge of dropping out.
Absolutely.
And trying again after dropping out to graduate, that also focuses on their lives outside as well as inside of school. Mm-hmm. How expensive is it to do all that? And can this work on a massive scale for those 40% of New York City kids who drop out?
Yeah. So we think that it can work on a massive scale in terms of the approach and the philosophy. For City Year New York, we have a budget of about $12 million, and that supports about 300 young people going into 22 of the lowest performing schools in New York. And those are schools that typically are high poverty schools, high percentage of students that are English language learners, and also students where they're attending a school with a dropout rate, or sorry, a graduation rate of about 50%. Our funding comes from three sources. So we also think one of the great things about City Year, it's the perfect trinity of partnership between the public and the private sector. We get about a third of our funding from the federal government through the AmeriCorps program. We get about another third of our funding from the DOE in New York. And then we get about another third from the private sector, foundations, corporations, and generous individuals.
Do you think then that your model is something that school systems should adopt on a very broad scale and not just leave it to well-meaning nonprofits like you to touch the lives of relatively few kids when relatively so many kids need this support?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think some of the work that the new administration is doing is very promising on this front. So City Year's programs, for example, start well before the school day. So we are often the first people a student will see. We are out doing morning greetings, energetically getting students excited for their day. We are in schools during the day doing tutoring. We are also running the after-school programs at schools. So when you think about it, in City Year schools, our young people are actually the people that students have the most interaction with during their whole time during the day. Some of the mayor's programs around out-of-school time programming, the Middle School Quality Initiative, are seeking to replicate this type of programming with different organizations and different nonprofits.
So, listeners, any past or present City Year volunteers or alum, 212-433-4339 4339692 Are you a student, teacher, or perhaps a parent who has been helped by the City Year program through its now 25-year history? Or are you interested in volunteering, maybe? There's a deadline coming up for applications for next school year, right?
Yes, thank you, Brian. We have an upcoming deadline of April 30th, and we're looking for young people ages 17 to 24, who are interested in serving in high-need schools, tutors, mentors, and role models. So please apply.
So if you just got those college acceptances
yes.
that we were talking about on yesterday's show and you don't like any of your choices with this deadline coming up May 1st, you can also apply by April 30th
Absolutely.
To City Year.
Absolutely.
But call us with your questions, comments, and experiences at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. City Year volunteers, alum, people who have been helped by the program. Richard in Bayonne, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Richard.
Hi, how you doing, Brian?
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Great show.
Sure, thank you.
So, I'm actually a former City Year Corps member serving the Greater Philadelphia location. And I actually had a question pertaining to exactly the demographic that City Year attracts. I feel that I worked in West Philadelphia High School, just as, I guess, as a background. And I noticed that a majority of the people, not only at the school I was working at, but the entire City Year program were white and affluent and from suburban backgrounds. And speaking from, I guess, experience, I saw that that really didn't help, extinguish this idea that there's the teachers are forms of authority. I was just wondering exactly how City Year hopes to attract more people from these low-income communities who are looking to become teachers, because the stipend that I was offered, $600 a month, wasn't nearly the amount of money that I could cover on my own, all my expenses, everything like that.
Saying, therefore, it attracts people who could afford to kind of live at this below subsistence income for a year because they come from more affluent backgrounds, right?
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is most times the people who would most like to help with City Year's mission, the people who graduated from West Philadelphia High School
right.
or another one of these schools, I would like to know how they could be more involved
right.
with City Year without relying on their parents for rent and food.
Got it. Richard, this is a central question for you, isn't it, Erica?
Yeah, it's a huge question for us. And Richard, thank you for asking it. So we have a lot of focus in terms of making sure that we have a diverse core in our schools, and the core is how we refer to young people. We do a lot to try to figure out how to make the transition to service as easy as possible. So it's everything from trying to help them navigate new cities that they're in. New York is probably one of the most extreme examples of how expensive it is to live on a core member stipend. And so we're doing everything from helping core members find each other to find negotiable or reasonable rent rates. We also are looking into increasing the stipend rates that we pay to core members, recognizing some of the challenges financially. As far as diversity goes, we actually, I will say, just having worked in the sector for a long time, we are about 50-50 in terms of people of color, people from high poverty backgrounds who are coming in to serve in these communities.
50-50?
In that neighborhood is our goal.
Not at all his experience.
Not his experience. And I will say the experience varies by sites. So that 50-50 is around the country. But one of the things that we're also trying to do is to start cultivating young people to have interest in this earlier, so that one of the problems we deal with in terms of getting a diverse population is just awareness of the program. Brian, to your point about other programs being a little bit more known. And then the other thing we're trying to do is to cultivate interest in the education and teacher pipeline. So working with colleges to get what we call give-a-year scholarships. So when young people finish this program, if they want to go into the teaching profession, they're doing it with scholarships and money available.
And so if it's just $150 a week or so as a stipend, is it kind of somewhere between pure volunteerism and a job?
So right now, the stipend rates that we're looking at are about $600 biweekly for someone coming into the program.
Biweekly.
So about $300
okay,
a week. It's a tough economic experience. I think the thing that we hear from core members a lot, though, is that for those that are not from these communities, it actually gives them an understanding and a perspective on the financial challenges their students and their families are facing in a way that nothing else can. And in some ways, they appreciate that at the end of the experience, because they've learned it firsthand.
Eli in San Jose. Another alum, Eli?
Hello.
Hi, Eli. You're on the air.
Hey, I just want to call in. I am such a firm believer in City Year. I did it in Philadelphia in 2011 after I graduated from the college in New Jersey. It was an amazing experience, and more importantly, it really transformed me into wanting to become a leader in the nonprofit world, where I've now gone on to serve with AmeriCorps Vista, and I work right now with AmeriCorps Vista with Shriver College out in Milpitas, California. And again, I don't think my life would be where it is currently unless I had done City Year. And I also realized I was definitely very fortunate to afford so much time with AmeriCorps because of my financial background. But again, if you can't afford to do City Year, I think you should definitely do it, and it'll change your life for sure.
Thanks,
Thank you
Eli.
Very much. Let's go to what I think is going to be another testimonial from Chaim in Brooklyn, whose City Year program helped your son. Chaim, is that right? Chaim, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Am I saying your name right? Maybe not. Okay, let's get back to him and see what's going on with that line. Has it changed much in 25 years?
Oh, it's changed dramatically. The organization 25 years ago started out with a firm belief in the power of the idealism and the energy of young people to change communities in whatever way was necessary. And so when we first started the organization, we were sending young people into communities to do everything from working in schools, but also park improvement, community improvement, environmental impact. About 5 or 6 years ago, we decided to really try to focus our energies and impact on one area that we thought we could have real meaningful change in. And when we looked across all of the things that we were doing, education was the resounding theme that kept coming up, where young people, because they're near peer mentors to students, can be listened to in the classroom. They're trusted in a different way than teachers are. They are the perfect human capital resource to put in a school in terms of teachers getting more support that they need to be educators, but then also these young people being able to be role models, after school supports, and out of school time resources for kids.
Now I think we have Chaim in Brooklyn. Hi there. Good morning. Are you there, Chaim? I think we have a problem with his line. So I'll just tell you, because I think you'd like to know, that he says his son had learning issues and City Year was very helpful.
Oh, thank you, Chaim.
How do you have your people work with special ed kids, kids with special needs? Because that usually takes special training.
Correct. And so we have a few schools where we have high populations of students that have special needs. And what we'll do in those situations is we're working closely with the school to understand what resources they have. We're also referring students to get additional supports and interventions that they need. A lot of times, one of the biggest benefits that the young people in schools provide is the identification of an issue and then the connection of the student and the family to the resource to get the help that they actually need.
Can you say anything about the AmeriCorps program in general? You are an AmeriCorps function.
Grantee.
And AmeriCorps was started back in the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
Way back then, there was some pie in the sky talk of universal national service, that all young Americans, if they were not choosing to go into the military, should go into some non-military year or service. Yes. It became the relatively little AmeriCorps program, which includes City Year and other things. Mm-hmm. How's it doing?
Yeah, it's struggling. Thank you for asking about that. So AmeriCorps is a fantastic program. As I said, it funds our work substantively. It also is a great thought partner in terms of connecting organizations around the country doing similar work. It's struggling. It's being flat funded and also at risk of not being able to grow to the degree that things like the Serve America Act back in 2009 promised and committed growth for the AmeriCorps program to happen. The way to think about it is this year there were supposed to be, I think, roughly about 180,000 spaces allocated for AmeriCorps. There are less than 72,000 people serving.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that bad.
It's that bad. So one of our requests is if folks are interested in service and believe in service, call your congresspeople, call your representatives, and let them know AmeriCorps needs funding. It needs to support this.
So in our last half minute, just tell people one more time, if they're interested for themselves or someone they know, how can they apply to be an AmeriCorps, or I should say a City Year volunteer?
Yes.
Or how can they apply to get City Year to come into their school?
Love it. So if you're interested in being a AmeriCorps City Year volunteer, you want to visit www.cityyear.org, and you'll find all the application information there that you need. And if you have any interest in City Year serving in your school, when you go to that same website, you can simply call or email our office, and we'll follow up.
What would you look for in a school in 10 seconds?
In 10 seconds, a school that wants us to be there and can give us what we need to function, time with kids and teachers that are really interested in the service.
Erica Hamilton, Executive Director of City Year, now celebrating its 25th anniversary. Thank you so much. Good
Thanks,
luck.
Brian.